The next patient is Teddy Quinton. The last name is Quinton. Is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that is seen in this practice because of the presence of CKD3B that is most likely associated to atherosclerosis. The patient has a long-standing diabetes. She's using insulin to control it. She has a history of coronary artery disease, more than 10 stents. 10 stents, and she has also a history of coronary artery bypass. Today she comes with a serum creatinine of 1.4, a BUN of 30, and an estimated EFR of 38.3 milliliters per minute, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is way out of control. Hemoglobin A1C is 10.5. The patient is seen by the primary, that is Dr. Nelson, and she's also seen at the VA clinic, and she has been referred to nutrition, but the patient is out of control, and she's trying to follow the diet as much as she can. At the present time, she's using Lantus 17 units every 12 hours, and she eats at the same time every single day, and she tries to follow the diet. My suggestion is to increase the Lantus 1 unit every 12 hours, and she's going to be taking 18 units, and in a week, if the blood sugar continues to be elevated, increase to 19 units every 12 hours. We will we are going to leave the care of the diabetes to the primary, because otherwise it's going to be not adequate management for Mrs. Quinton. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading 144/84. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism that is managed by the primary care. Following number, coronary artery disease followed by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. In summary, this patient is a CKD3B, most likely related to nephrosclerosis. The most likely situation is that the patient continues to deteriorate if there is not adequate control of the blood sugar. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup.